This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله بعثه الله رحمة للعالمين بشيرا ونذيرا اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. My dear respected brothers and sisters, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم says, مثل المؤمنين مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم كمثل الجسد الواحد. The example of the believers in their love and support for each other is like the example of what? Of one body. If any part of this body fell ill, the whole body will reflect on that, will feel the pain. The entire Ummah is one body, my dear respected brothers and sisters. And this is one of the key qualities of this Ummah, empowering equality of this Ummah. Look, by the grace of Allah Jalla Ala, here in this masjid, we have Asian people, African people, white people, black people, Arab people, all of them are the same. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Believers are nothing but brothers. أَرْضِي هُنَا أَوْ قُلْ هُنَالِكَ حَيْثُ يَرْفَعُهَا الْمُنَادِي. My land is in the entire world where the adhan is raised. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم says, المسلم أخو المسلم لا يظلمه ولا يسلمه. The believer is the brother of the believer. He does not oppress him. He does not forsake him. Alhamdulillah, a few days ago, we were marching to support our brothers and sisters in Palestine. And your support, subhanallah, in particular, I'm telling you brothers, in particular, the support European Muslims and in particular, British Muslims were showing to their brothers and sisters in Palestine, wallahi, was much appreciated, and it has played a major role in their victory to in their search for freedom. Now, there is another major atrocity in the world against some of our brothers and sisters. Huge atrocity, maybe. It is one of the biggest atrocities, if not the biggest. There is a country, a huge country actually. All of them are Muslims. They were occupied by one of the superpowers. And that superpower is trying to what? To eliminate Islam completely from that country, to change them, to convert them by force to atheism and communism. This country, my dear respected brothers and sisters, many of us maybe don't know about this country. This country is East Turkestan. The people who are living there are the Uyghur Muslims. And this country was occupied by China. And then after that, they were trying to eliminate Islam from that country. It became part of China. And the Uyghur Muslims in these days, in particular, they are facing one of the worst genocide that is taking place anywhere in the world. Concentration camps can or have been prepared for them in order to what? As they say, to re-educate them in order to what? Strip them of their values, their religion, their faith. Some of the concentration camps, they estimated that more than 2 to 3 million people, actually. They estimated that there are 2 or 3 million people are taken to those concentration camps. We have seen some of them here in the UK, they were forced to the sisters. One sister was talking. They are forced to marry non-Muslims. They are forced to eat pork. They cannot even say Salaamu Alaikum. Their mosques have been destroyed. More than 11 something thousand mosques have been destroyed. They are forced to eat during the month of Ramadan. And you name it. We need to support them. How do we support them? First of all, we need to be aware of their problem. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, maybe 15 years ago, when we were marching to help our brothers and sisters in Palestine, few hundred people came out. And now thousands came to help them. And the Prophet ﷺ says, if you don't help your brother while he is in need of your help, one time you will be in need of help and Allah will let you down. We need to be aware of their case. We need to raise awareness. We need to write to our MPs about them. Next, 1st of July, next Thursday, will be the anniversary of their problem. And that's why some brothers are demonstrating in order to help them. We need to write to our MPs. We need to be active to support them, and we need to make dua for them. Don't forget them in your dua. If you forget them, we will be forgotten when we need help. We ask Allah Jalla Ala to help them. We ask Allah Jalla Ala to elevate their problems. We ask Allah Jalla Ala to help us so we can help them. يا عاشق الجنان والفوز والغنيمة فخذ هذه المعاني بسيطة عظيمة الدين بالأخلاق بالجود والعزيمة بالحب والوفاق حياتنا كريمة ينسى بها الإنسان حياته الكريمة ويفقد الإحسان